The CES show, which is the largest trade gathering in the United States and the premier annual meeting of the tech industry, will not be greeting the public in January as planned due to the coronavirus. Instead, the organizers say that they're going all digital with several days of online entertainment planned for January 6th to 9th. Good luck with that. As a longtime attendee with more years of attendance than I care to admit, I think the odds of success here are very, very tough. Yes, we can devote 3 days of our lives to going to Las Vegas and roaming the show floor. It's a lot harder to do when it's in front of a computer for hours. That said, can CES put on a great show that people will want to tune into? Most definitely, yes. And naturally, I have some ideas. Let's start with why we go to CES in the first place. To see the cool new products being introduced, to be wowed by them, and to get a sense for where the industry is headed this year and beyond. Now, there's also lots of talk. Many attend CES industry exec keynotes and panel discussions, but let's face it, many of the LinkedIn generation go to panels to network, hoping to meet up with top industry insiders in the room, and the keynotes are much of the same, a little education and a lot of schmoozing. So if CES hopes to replicate the experience by offering more online webinars and panel discussions, I don't see myself taking 3 days off from work to watch the online show. But how about a really great, highly produced online presentation that truly showcased new, great products? Now that would be must-see streaming, right? As I said, I go to CES to see what's new. What was so hard about CES was the logistics. It became so big and bloated that with 175,000 people crowding the halls, just getting from point A to point B was impossible. There were so many exhibitors that it was tough to see all the booths in one convention hall, let alone the satellite facilities that sprung up all over town. And with so many people in Las Vegas, it could take upwards of an hour just to get a cab to visit one of the other facilities. So I love the idea of ditching the logistics. Now, Apple proved that with its online presentation for the Worldwide Developers Conference in June that it could be done and done really well. But that's Apple, which does things its way. Those high-profile yearly product reveals are million-dollar TV shows meant to live on for the online audience. So take what Apple's done and apply it to CES, right? Sounds cool. But what happens if CES is calling the shots and telling Samsung, LG, Sony, TCL, and so many of the longtime exhibitors how it wants to present the showcase to viewers? I can tell you from experience that the CES presentations from these companies are generally at least an hour, with a good 30 minutes of it devoted to self-congratulation and executive ego shining. A good CES producer will want to focus just on what's new and let us really see the products, and to ditch the chatter. Can CES convince the companies to do it right? I could see CES devoting 2 to 3 hours daily of highly produced product demos and perhaps an hour of industry chatter. I could imagine an hour show devoted to CES's annual innovation awards, where the Consumer Technology Association selects winners in many categories that it deems as worthy of showcasing. But let's not forget that most of what we see at CES is junk. It's old products masquerading as new, or new things with no hope of ever getting actually released. In my years at CES, I've seen smart shoes, smart bras, smart shirts, smart everything. When's the last time you put on your smart shirt, folks? But occasionally, something fun comes out of the startup room. What does CES do about all the tiny startups that come to Las Vegas every year, hoping Lady Luck will rub on them, that some buyer from Walmart, Target, or somewhere else takes the time to stop, and then miraculously put in an order and get the product on the map? Okay, the startups get a show too. And this is where CES Digital could actually improve on being there in person. I can't tell you how many times I've talked to an exhibitor about their product and asked for a demo, only to have them tell me it was only a prototype. You know, like the drone that you tossed in the air like a frisbee and it somehow started flying without any controls. Or last year's flying car from Hyundai. Okay, Big Mouse, you have an announcement and a breakthrough? Show me. Prove it. You have the video floor. I can't wait to watch. Now add in a few keynotes, but only if they have big names, i.e. people we want to hear from, or dive into hot-button topics that make for riveting entertainment. You know, like should big tech be reined in? Facebook faces off government regulators? Or does TikTok deserve to be banned in the United States? Stuff like that. Zoom sessions with a bite. CES has its work cut out for it because there's nothing like being there in person, asking questions, meeting people, seeing the products for yourself. But I'll be the first one to tune in to a really incredible showcase of worthy new products and industry chatter. I have to. It's my job. But wouldn't you too? I'm Jefferson Graham. Let me hear from you. Look for me on Twitter where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. And I'll be back with you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.